Let us pray. Our Father, it is through your grace that we have met you today. We're grateful for this. As we worship, remove from us all that would limit our vision, for we cannot see the needs of the world as we ought to. Grant that in this service we may have the joy of drawing closer to you. Help us to forget the hours of darkness when we lost the way, and to forget our hates, our fears, and our bitter thoughts. Give us the impulse to help each other, to give more love, more compassion, and more sincerity. Help us to appreciate the present moment and to search what good we may do and leave the future in your hands. Help us never to forget so great a love as you have given and to remain faithful and sincere in that love. We confess that we're not all that we should be, but grant us a constant filling of the Holy Spirit so that we may further the kingdom of God daily. We thank you for that life which is ours through Jesus Christ. Let us not grow blind to the task which you have given us to do. We pray that as we continue in this worship, you will manifest your presence by empowering our preparation with the Holy Spirit. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I will be reading selections from the book of Isaiah, Psalms, John, and Romans. Come near, ye nations, to hear, and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear, and let all that is therein. The world and all things that come forth of it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
The whole world in his hand, he's got the whole world. thank you, Dr. Johnson Ensemble, and especially Mrs. Umble, for playing a very special request. 94 years ago, the French novelist Jules Verne published his work, The Tour of the World, in 80 days. It is the story of an Englishman who accepted the wager that he could accomplish the then incredible feat of circumnavigating the world in less than 3 months. Today I want to attempt another feat, that of traveling around the world in less than 20 minutes. Today I see a world consisting of 3 7/10 billion people crowded into 166 countries. I see a world created by God, but yet turned from him. I see a famous statesman, as he once said, "We have learned to fly through the air like birds, to swim under the sea like fish. All that remains for us to do now is to learn to walk on the earth like men." As I travel around the world, I see a windswept hill in Japan where a man scrapes the earth every hour as he bows to his numerous and pagan gods. I pick up a magazine and I see a picture of a woman in Nigeria who is crying because her child is dying of starvation. And then I see Americans who refuse to count their blessings, to appreciate what they have, much less want to do something for those who have not. I see a world today that is in need of Jesus Christ. I see thousands of people as they work every morning, unconscious of a higher being. And I see myself as I rush to 4 8 o'clock classes, and I rush to all my other classes without pausing to smile and to say hi to a fellow seminarian. And then I realize that out of 3/4 of this student body here at Southeastern, I don't know who they are. I see a student at Southeastern Seminary who participated in the Wake Forest Census last year. As he walks from a house within 3 blocks of this chapel building after being told, "We ain't got no religion, and we don't need none." I travel throughout the world and I see too many people who are content to see the created, but never seeing the creator. I see the Soviet Union launch missiles into the universe, and its leaders and its people who never know the God who brought the universe into being. I look at the world and I see a mother as she rocks her baby and cries and hoping that her husband and the child's daddy will return home sober. I see a dirty, grimy little girl walk down the streets in America who knows the name of Jesus Christ only as a baby in a manger at Christmas time, one day a year. I see young men behind prison bars with hate for everybody around them. And that's why I say that there are people and there are homes in this world that are in desperate need of Jesus Christ. I travel around this world and I see the world leaders as they get together not to ask guidance for above, but to plan how that they can overtake other countries. I see millions of people who have yet to meet Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. I see those atheists in the world who say there is no God. And I'm sorry, because I wonder when they have something to be grateful for, who in this world do they go to thank? I see Christians in this world who pray, who read their Bibles, who go to church, And I wonder how many souls these Christians have won to Jesus Christ in their lifetime. I can look at the world all that I want to, but sooner or later, I have to see my own life. I see the tremendous joy I had in my life when I became a Christian at the age of 11. But I also see all the sorrows I've had throughout the physical handicaps and surgery I've gone through for the past 11 years. And then I think of all the people that I've come in contact with in 23 years of life. People who needed to know of the love of God, and I didn't tell them about it. I see an academic world today. I see so many students throughout this world that do not know the master teacher. I see students who cheat on tests and then talk to others of the importance of honesty. I see dormitories with no thoughts of having devotions or meeting in a prayer room for communion with God. I see students who so very much need to know of the love of God. Students who have nothing better to do than to glue their days together with drugs. Students who are ashamed and embarrassed at honesty, at love, and at wisdom. I see people in a world who are bored because they are afraid to care. I see 39 people in New York who let one lady be stabbed to death because they didn't want to get their clean hands involved. And more, I'm afraid to say that I see a world in which people tend to love things and use people instead of loving people and using things. I see Americans who have not been taught how to love and respect their country and to remember the thousands of men who have given their lives so that we may sleep in warmth, but more importantly, in freedom. I see denominations throughout the world that has a tendency to measure their churches by the size of their enrollment, their budgets, or their buildings, and not by that church's willingness to give itself to bring a lost world to Jesus Christ. As I travel around the world, I see countries where people every morning get up off the sidewalks, from out of the gutters, from out of the parks where they've slept the night before. And I'm reminded of a statement by James Baldwin, who once said, "The most dangerous creature alive is the man that has nothing to lose." I see many countries where the white race treats the non-white race solely on the basis of color. And if it's anything that I'm thankful for my parents, I think it's that they have tried to teach me to be colorblind, to look at a black, a red, a yellow, or a brown face and see only a friend. And I wonder throughout this world, if all white people can learn to love before all non-whites learn how to hate. And as I travel around this world, I see that the greatest crisis in the world today is religion. I see all the major faiths of the world, and I realize that there's definitely no shortage of religion, because you can see shrines, you can see temples, you can see churches everywhere. But the only difficulty in these religions is in the nature and the gods that these religions serve. I look in Webster's dictionary, where I see that religions are defined as man's attempt to lay hold of God. And then I think that in Christianity, it's the only religion where God seeks a man. Man doesn't seek a God. And I saw that it wasn't important if you believed in something, but the important thing today is what you believe in. Today, I have looked at the world. I have seen a much higher and a much more complex planet than I ever imagined. And I can go on and on and on and describe incidents such as I've described to you today that has disturbed my conscience and I hope has disturbed yours. But there is even more positive things and positive points that I can find in the world today. And I think that each of you know of these, and I think it's something that has to be thought about and answered as an individual. But there's more positive than there are negative in this world. I have traveled around the world in a very short time, but I have returned to Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary a more convinced Christian than I ever have been. Because I have realized that there is no place, no situation, no condition in this world to which the truth in Jesus Christ is not relevant. And after looking at this world in which we live, I'm not in absolute despair, but my Christian commitment has been challenged because I'm at a place of higher learning to try to teach me how to go out into the world, which I have described. I realize that I, as an individual, have got to quit telling people what Christianity is and start showing them what it is. I'm very sad. I'm very disturbed over the situation of the world today. But I am a more committed follower of Jesus Christ. From this moment on, my prayer is that I will never be the same, because I have realized that Jesus Christ was and is and will be the Savior of this world. He's exactly what this world needs today. And if I may be so bold as to paraphrase a commercial on what I would like to do in the world, I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once stand hand in hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout all the lands. He's the real thing in the world's mind, what we're hoping to find. Jesus Christ is the real thing. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, a song of peace that echoes on and never goes away. Put your hand in God's hand just for one more day. With our hands in God's hand, we will find the way. Jesus Christ is exactly what this world needs. The story is told of a Southern Baptist missionary and his small son who visited a mosque. And while they were there, the priest issued the traditional Muslim call to prayer, and he cried, "Let every knee be bowed to Allah, the only true God, and to Muhammad, who is his prophet." And I saw these words as they bit into the conscience of that missionary. And forgetting where he was, he put his hands to his mouth, and he just yelled to the top of his voice, "Let every knee be bowed to Jesus Christ, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." And the mosque was more spacious than this chapel building, and the words echoed again and again and again, "The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the little boy looked up into his daddy's face with amazement and wonder, and he said, "Daddy, they can't stop it, can they?" And the father's reply was, "No, son, they can't, because Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." Today, I've looked at the world, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is looking back at me and at you as individuals, as followers of Him. Is He pleased with what He sees? May we bow our heads in prayer. Lord, throughout all the ages, You have worked in Your universe. Lord, You've loved me in spite of my slowness, my confused thoughts, and my many imperfect ways. Lord, I come to Thee now as inarticulate and as humbly as I know how. For when I meditate upon Your greatness, God, I see that my own insufficiency is just overwhelming. But Lord, I hope that You will make more of me than I could ever be without You. I'm grateful for this opportunity that You give me. I offer myself today at this time in a new commitment to You, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For I know that